This is KUT. Statewide funding cuts to therapies for young children with developmental issues go into effect today. Some state lawmakers have vowed to reverse those cuts during the legislative session next year, but as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, until that reversal happens, providers are going to have a hard time keeping their doors open.
Families and acute therapy providers have been bracing for lower Medicaid reimbursement rates for a while now. State lawmakers cut funding for the therapy programs last year as part of a way to save money on Medicaid. While providers unsuccessfully attempted to stop the cuts in court, Stephanie Rubin says they've been getting ready for today. Rubin is with the advocacy group Texans Care for Children.
Many of them have already been preparing for these cuts and have cut back on services already. So many families are really struggling to find therapy for their kids with disabilities even now.
Rubin also points out that these cuts have already been rolled into managed care contracts. So a lot of kids on Medicaid have already been dealing with the cuts. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss said recently he plans on reversing the cuts when the legislature meets next year.
I believe the approach was well-intentioned. It did not work. And it will be addressed in our supplemental budget.
Rubin says this is welcome news.
But it doesn't bring any immediate relief to the kids with disabilities who may lose these services this month or in January, and their parents are going to be scrambling in the next couple of months, and it's very worrying.
Democratic State House Representative Donna Howard of Austin says she's particularly worried about children in rural areas who already face hurdles obtaining services. And Howard says Republican leaders were routinely urged to stop the cuts well before they went into effect.
It was this last year in August that there were 60 of us, House and Senate Democrats, who sent a letter to the Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker urging them to, as co-chairs of the Legislative Budget Board, to use their positions on that budget board to bring it together to prevent these cuts from happening.
The cuts were added to the budget as a cost-saving measure during what's called a conference committee. That's when members from the House and Senate meet, often behind closed doors, to negotiate a final version of a bill. And they were prompted by a study that providers argue was flawed. Howard says there were missed opportunities to admit mistakes were made.
We have had opportunity over the past year to reverse the damage that this could be doing to these vulnerable children, and the action was not taken.
A spokesperson for the State Health and Human Services Commission says the agency secured replacement therapists for some of the areas where providers have already stopped services. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.